We've all heard about what's going on with the airlines. They are recovering from another difficult weekend. Thousands of flights canceled. So why did it happen? Is this something that can be expected again during the busy summer travel season? Are people traveling? What's the deal here? It's like a travel Armageddon. They call it the Flightmare. And joining us this morning to sort of sort it all out is our national correspondent, Aaron Rial, who joins us from New York. Hey, Aaron, good morning. And it has become kind of a nightmare. It's quite amazing that literally thousands of flights last weekend, and even up to today, FlightAware says we've got more delays and more cancellations. What's going on here?
Hi, Mike. You're right. Nightmare or night terror at this point. We have 4,200 flights canceled over the weekend. That's just really a staggering number. And it's kind of a confluence of events. It's both pilot and air crew shortages in terms of personnel and also weather. And everyone knows that airlines, they're really notoriously fragile and they're super vulnerable to any sort of disruption when there's strains on service. And we're just seeing, you know, all of the things come together and create this massive delay and cancellations that we've been seeing across the country.
Sort of like a kind of a perfect storm of what's going on at the airports. I know in our area, Logan and Boston was just really hit hard even over the weekend with literally hundreds of flights canceled Saturday and Sunday and even yesterday, Monday. So you kind of wonder, is this kind of an offshoot? Is this the end result of this great resignation of coming out of COVID-19? Do you suspect people just not having enough workers?
Absolutely. That's a big contributing factor. And know what? It's not just the workers. It's the loss of these skilled positions, things like pilots, air crew. It's really what's driving all of these airline issues. And actually, you know, the pilot unions from Delta, from American, from Southwest, they've been saying that the airlines themselves haven't been quick enough to replace the pilots who have retired or took this leave of absence during the pandemic. So getting new blood in there is also difficult because it's a highly skilled job and you want people up to snuff. And the one nice thing we can say about the airline industry is that they take safety very, very seriously. So there's many, many hours of training that one needs to go through before they can get in the cockpit of a commercial flight and fly civilians.
Aaron, do you see this happening just in this country or is this happening all around the world? What do you sense?
Great question. Actually, the UK is suffering as well. Similar situation with staffing shortages. And there, it's not just pilots and air crew. You're also looking at other workers like baggage people, check-in desk. All of these jobs are vulnerable to any sort of disruption, and there's very few of them available at the moment. So that creates a trickle-down waterfall effect, and it affects everyone across the Western world, really.
Yeah, we've got millions of travelers every single day going through the checkpoints. I kind of hard to believe that people would, you know, I don't know if they're going to cancel their plans or change how they transport themselves. They may want to take rail or car or bus or whatever it might be, but they may think twice about airline travel if it's going to be such a mess every single weekend. And some of the bigger holidays, I can't imagine people going into airports and waiting for hours to start trying to get through the checkpoints and then having canceled flights. I mean, these people have planned these events like weddings and anniversaries and whatever it might be, you know, family vacations. It's horrible to be able to say, well, what do I do now? What are the airlines doing for the people that are just canceled? Are they giving them anything back or how is that working?
That's a great question. And actually, this is kind of important for people to know. If your flight is canceled, the U.S. Department of Transportation requires that all airlines rebook you on the next available flight with space. Or if you can't accept that, the airline is required to give you a full refund. And that can be in the form of money back or travel credit or voucher. But you do have rights if you're really put out or if there's also massive delays. The length of the delay matters, but many passengers are eligible for refunds regardless of the cause, as long as it is a truly significant delay.
Yeah, and I guess with the summer travel season really ramping up, I don't see a solution to this problem in the next few months at all. I think this is just going to get worse probably through the very hectic days of summer. What do you think?
Indeed. In fact, analysts for the airline industry say just that. You know, cancellations and delays, they're likely to persist or get worse. And it's also important to note that towards the end of every month, the pilots, they begin to hit that maximum amount of miles they can fly and the hours they can be in the airplane. And they're no longer legally permitted to fly after that. So towards the end of the month, they can't. They can't do it. So you're going to see even more problems towards the end of the month.
Yeah. National correspondent Aaron Rial joining us talking about those airline delays that are affecting millions of travelers over the last few days. Aaron, thank you for keeping up with this story. We appreciate it. And thanks for joining us on the Pulse of New Hampshire. Have a great day. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike. Great chatting with you.